Do you want to order that?
Hi.
You get one right there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. Okay, we can shut the door, but.
Melanie.
So Maureen, thanks for coming in. I think you know what it's roughly pertaining to. Obviously the events of yesterday. So look, just wanted to go through the implications of all of that and what it means for us as a party and as a team wanting to win in 2026. I think I'd start just by some general comments about what I'm trying to do as leader. I've very much, and you would have heard this over interviews over recent weeks and the last few months, is to try and position the party so that no matter who you are, whether you are hetero, whether you are same-sex attracted, whether you are trans, whoever you are, the Liberal Party can be a voice for you because the values of the party apply to anybody no matter who you are, because it's about enterprise, it's about the rule of law, strength of community, it's about individual effort and those sorts of things. So I've been working very hard to do that. What happened yesterday in terms of the protests, I want to address that and what that means for our ability to prosecute that broader case and theme. I should say, people have views about gender identity right across the board. So nothing I'm saying is about whether you should or shouldn't have those views. It's not my place to judge. People will have those views. My concern is that you are a senior member of the Liberal Party. You hold the number one spot in Western Region. You are an ambassador for our party. You have a leadership role in our party. You are the whip in the upper house. You have enormous responsibilities to obviously yourself, but to all of us as a party and everyone who's counting on us to win. But more broadly, Victorians, whether they vote for us or not. One day, the idea would be that you would, you know, become some kind of minister or something like that. That's what you do when you go into Parliament. I mean, you would think about serving in a higher role. So my concerns about yesterday, and I'll ask for your, obviously, feedback on this and thoughts on this, is that the arrival of the Nazi, I'll call them Nazi protesters, but whoever they are, I'm going to call them that because that frankly is how everybody sees them, right?
The media sees them. I think that's what they are.
Yeah. So the Nazi protesters arrive, and whether you like it or not, when the media and everybody looking at it, for whether we like it or not, whether we dispute it vehemently or not, when the media see that, they see them attached to you. They see them attached to me. They see them attached to us. And now we've got a problem, a huge problem now, because people think, rightly or wrongly, that we walk in lockstep with Nazi protesters and Nazis. And I'm getting clobbered, not just on social media, I'm getting messages from people now. And that will build. This is not going away. This is actually going to, I think, intensify as a story. And I say that because I think if you look at the way that, this is my suspicion, if you look at the way the media is reporting it, they're referring only to Catherine, and they haven't talked about you yet. But having been around the Oval a few times, that's coming. And that's my feeling. I think Andrews in his tweets today is signalling that this is what their week is going to be about. This comes also off the back of at least 2 weeks of intense work that we have been doing to line up the crossbench on Ridley. So you might have read, and certainly from the briefings in the last sitting week, everything we've been doing over the last 2 weeks is about positioning, moving all the chess pieces in place so we can have an upper house inquiry that'll get us as close to holding the Andrews government to account as anything else we've done in 8 years. It is that serious. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but my worry is that now gets overwhelmed by what I think is going to be a crescendo on this, which will be fueled by Andrews and everybody else opposed to us to see what I'm going to do about it and what we as a party are going to do about it. But right now, at a general level, there's this very concerning perception out there that we are associated with Nazis. Now, I know you'll have a different view and you can tell us about that. And I really want to hear from you about it. But that's the view. And it's going to be toxic for us. We will not be able to get any kind of messages up. We will not be able to campaign on anything. We will just be confronted with that wherever we turn up. I think at this stage, I might just leave it there. They're just my general concerns. And I really just wanted to hear from you as to see what you wanted to say about yesterday, because I also need to know from you exactly, and we can work through this in the discussion, exactly what happened. I don't know whether when the Nazis arrived and you saw them, whether you left or whether you stayed. I'd be interested to know what happened there. But it's very serious for us. And the damage it will do to us is hard to estimate. And all I'm trying to do with all of us as a team is try and get us over the line in 2026. I'm actually convinced that we can, but stuff like this will stop us from doing that. So I'm just going to leave my opening comments there, but I throw over to you, obviously respond as you see appropriate, but I'm keen to know factually the presence of the Nazis and whether there was any connections there before or after, and what happened when you saw them arrive, because that's going to come out, I think, when the media start digging on this stuff.
Very obviously, I'm not a Nazi and I don't support Nazis. They arrived just in black, as far as I could tell. They were to the, there somewhere, they were to the left of some big pole. Mm. Everyone thought they were the other people that had gotten through the lines. The only footage that I have seen of them, you know, doing anything, I didn't find out that they had done the Nazi salute on those steps until after the event. The first time I saw them doing the Nazi salute was when they were being ushered by the police through the middle of the zone. Mm. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, there are Nazis here. That's terrible, but at least the police are taking them away. Mm. And then it took me like 5 hours to think, but why did they take them away through the middle? Why did they do that? That's it. How was I supposed to know that they were Nazis?
I guess one of the issues, Maura, is that, I mean, you've been around politics a while. You know that when you run protests like this...
I didn't run the protest.
Weren't you involved in...
I was there.
Polly Parker?
Being Posey there, there's Parker.
Posey, walking around the back. The YouTube was all over socials.
Yes.
Weren't you involved in the organisation
right at the
of that?
End. Yeah. I can show you text messages. I was not the main organiser. The main organiser was Angie Jones, who is a Jewish woman. They're all left-wing women. And nobody knew who they were. The police weren't panicking. They said that they would keep everybody away, have a buffer zone. And when they, like when I finally noticed them, I honestly don't know the time that they got there. We were dealing with crazy people right around us. Right a metre away from us. I mean, the police have said that they didn't have enough people, that there were all these different groups. The Australian Jewish Association has come out and said that we had nothing to do with it, if I was an organiser, but you know, the Standing for Women people, who yes, I helped, but I didn't do the initial organisation. And I don't know why I would be blamed for some random horrible people turning up that had no insignia. I had no ability, none of us had any ability to know who they were until they put their hand up, which was when they were being escorted off the premises as far as we could see.
Doesn't it occur to you though, Maura, that you're an MP, you've got a high profile now. Doesn't it occur to you that when you participate in protests like this, you're going to draw people from all over the place, particularly people like the swords.
No, why would a Nazi group come there? They weren't there supporting us. They've said on their own page, oh, that's the other thing you should know, I guess. So I said that there was a horrible Nazi salute, because I know you don't just call people Nazis because that's insulting to Jewish people, because I didn't know who they were. And then later on the newspapers came out, apparently some of them didn't have a mask on and they identified them and they are Nazis. Terrible. But those people, whoever they are, those Nazis, have come out and said that they were there protesting both groups. They've said it themselves.
They've said they weren't there to support you.
Or whoever that guy is, I don't know his name, I don't know who he is, but whoever they identified as being, I don't know, with them or one of their leaders, he runs our XYZ or something. And he's got this whole post about how, no, he didn't come there to support them. He came there to, you know, protest both of them because standing for women is, I mean, he's insane. He's like a pro-lesbian atheist. I don't know. They're Nazis. They're insane. They were not with that group. They literally stood, but the police let them stand on the other side of that pole and take a photo and then walk right through the crowd. I only saw them when they walked through the crowd. Everyone panicked. I don't know what time it was because we had other protests. I was assaulted. A woman was knocked unconscious and had to go to hospital. Those crazy trans rights activists were punching horses. The police asked us to finish up early and they liaised with me because I had, I knew the police officer in charge, Lisa, from March for the Babies, and she just reached out to me because she knew me and she knew that I was reasonable, and I lobbied for the police to get them to finish early because they were herding the horses and it was going insane, and I said, I'll do my best, you know, I'm not in charge of it, but I'll ask her, and she did finish early. And you can see me on the camera talking to the security guards and saying, no, you got, they've asked us to finish up early, we need to finish up early, we've got to leave, everything's going, you know. So it's a, she said it was just, I can't remember the words, she, something that implied it was going to kick off or something like that. And that's what I did.
I mean, do you see it as your sort of focus as one of our members?
No, and I do understand that everything has come in a row. My maiden speech, International Women's Day, and this. It is so unfortunate that they came in a row. But I made sure I didn't say that I spoke on behalf of the Liberal Party. A Muslim woman asked me to give her message. I don't know what those Nazi group are about, but everybody knows. The police know, the Australian Jewish Association know, all the Standing for Women group know. Everyone has condemned them. Everyone has said they weren't invited. And can I just say, the mainstream media haven't mentioned my name because I went absolutely berserk at them after my maiden speech. And I caught them all out in a series of emails admitting to me that they had made truth claims that were allegations. And even though they refused to sort of like take them down, they haven't said a single thing about me since then. And they know that I'm seeing defamation lawyers, and that's why they haven't spoken about me, because I have, because I can prove that what they've said is just awful and wrong. That's what I think. Anyway, John, I get it that this could look bad, but I think it could only look bad if you don't come out and shut it down and say, that is ridiculous. There were Jews, Muslims, Christians, atheists, Labour people, Liberal people. There were other MPs from our party there, plus David Limbrick.
Who else was from our party?
Just wait a second. Sorry, I know that sounded aggressive, but there was other things I wanted to tell you too. This Standing for Women group, Jacinta Price spoke at one. Claire Chandler is speaking at another one.
I should say, I'm not, you mean speaking to the group. As I said earlier, I'm not concerned about the substantive issue you feel strongly about. This is not about that. This is about Nazi links and perceived.
Are you accusing me of actual Nazi links?
No, to the protest. To the protest. And the people you're working with.
That was the police's job. Why did they even let them anywhere near us?
So, okay, so perhaps I can phrase it this way. Can you assure us that nobody you've worked with has any sympathies or, you know, liaisons with
Nazi
groups?
Absolutely none that I could possibly know about.
So no one you've worked with...
You're not going to find a single shred of evidence that I had
That there's
So like obviously I'm not a mind reader. Maybe there's some secret Nazi somewhere, but absolutely no indication at all anywhere. My uncle is was a Holocaust survivor. My husband's got Jewish people. I'm part Mary. Like, it's so insane to even worry about that. They just randomly, I don't know, they've been goaded by the trans rights activists. They ended up clashing. I cannot believe the police walked them through the middle of that whole two groups. I don't know what they were thinking. That seems ridiculous to me. And then they did a Nazi slur. And it turned out it was the second one. They did one on the steps. And then they marched them through. I found that out afterwards. The police watched them do the first one and then walked them through the middle to do another one. I'm sure they didn't know they were going to do another one, but why would you walk them through the middle right in front of that group? And in the footage, you can see none of our women are even watching them. We've got our back to them.
But you do realise that the public's never going to be concerned about the police in this. The way, you know this by now, the way these issues fall in the media is that it's very easy for media to represent what you're doing as anti-LGBTI, because that's what they want. So when you go out there, if the protest, if a protest,
we should refute that.
Yeah, I'm not going to expose the team to this, because this is a
We're
threshold issue,
Mira.
Well, yeah, no, because you've gone there, Moira, to be honest.
And fair enough, but I have rights, and I want you to be assured that it's not true. What is it going to take for me to prove to you that that is not true? Where is a quote of mine, something that I've actually done? They just call me names.
But don't you appreciate that when you participate in an event like that, it involves all of us, and not just the leadership team. It's the whole team, the whole party. I'm getting messages from people who are concerned.
Okay, and it's just about the Nazi thing?
Yeah,
ability to know that actual Nazis are going to turn up. No ability to know that.
But how do you know that people working around you, people you might be associating with, who you're working with, don't have Nazi sympathies or...
I mean, they're from the left, and they're Jews, and they're lesbians, and they're atheists, and they're radical feminists. And they've never said anything that could possibly give me that impression.
I mean, this does affect the whole team. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There is a mounting concern about whether your passion for this issue, which I do not doubt, and I do not ask you to relinquish. I'm not saying you should not be passionate about this issue. I need to make that clear. But there is mounting concern, which I principally share as the leader, that this is not going to stop. And this is the second week. Yeah.
So if it's not about that issue, and it's about the Nazi issue, haven't I just... Like, there's no evidence against me. They just turned up. There's footage to show that we, didn't even, look at them. Mm. But there's no photos. There's no photos of us talking to them. There's no video footage of us together. People who try and say that we're together have two different screenshots that they put next to each other that aren't connected because they were two separate groups.
But
they had no insignia.
Yeah. Well, we're aware that others are searching through social media.
And
we know Labor is. We've done a bit. We found a little, but not the everything. I might ask, Rod, do you want to go through some stuff you found?
Yeah, so this is a cursory...
This is all on the public record.
...review of online, in particular about Kelly J. Keane, who's also known as Posey Parker. So I think this probably took me 15 to 20 minutes to find. In October 2019, Keane appeared in a video interview with Jean-François Gariepi, a far-right YouTuber who advocates for a white ethno-state and has made videos with neo-Nazis Richard Spencer and Mark Collett, as well as former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. She's also given an interview to Soldiers of Christ Online, a far-right network. Then in terms of white supremacy allegations, one incident came after she took a selfie with Hans Jorgen, Johansson, a Norwegian neo-Nazi who was probed by police after his comments against Jews and denial of the Holocaust. Parker was also accused of using a Barbie doll wearing a Nazi uniform as her profile picture on the social media site Spinster. Standing for women's protest in Newcastle on January 16, she sparked a controversy after one of the speakers, Lisa Morgan, quoted Adolf Hitler to attack trans rights. This is the quote. Do you know the big lie? The big lie was first described by Adolf Hitler in Mein Kampf. The big lie is that trans women are women, Morgan told the people at the Parker organised demonstration.
Wouldn't that be a condemnation of Nazism by using that quote?
A condemnation? No, I think she's supporting what she's saying is that it's a big lie, just as Hitler described it. So,
isn't she condemning Hitler? I don't know who this person is.
No, it's the opposite. So then I found a video of you and Catherine Deaves, Angie Jones and Posey Parker. Yesterday at 4:40, Angie Jones posted, Nazis and women want to get rid of pedo filth. Why don't you?
I don't understand what she's saying. I suspect she's saying even horrendous Nazis want to get rid of pedophilia. Why aren't you condemning that to the other side? That's what I assume.
What she's saying is really offensive. And it mentioned about the Jewish community, that alone, it's very, very offensive to be anywhere connected to someone like that that would use that terminology. If Nazis agree with this, then why don't we all agree with this? That's outrageous.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
I think that's reasoned.
No.
You just said even if Nazis do it, then why don't you?
She's saying, how horrendous would you have to be even worse than the worst people in the world who are Nazis? They were talking about who's going to condemn who. I don't know, but she's not someone who, I mean, I don't even know what you're actually saying.
Rod found that 15 minutes.
I don't think that's what you're saying it is.
Getting even Nazi, women and Nazis want to get rid of pedo filth. So the pedo filth line
was
so odious across the LGBTI. We've got to hear each other out.
No, I'm trying to understand.
In that comment, that tweet of yesterday afternoon, am I right?
I've got a serious question.
4 o'clock.
Who are you saying she's talking about?
Can you read the tweet out? Sorry.
So the tweet says, Nazis and women want to get rid of pedo filth. Why don't you? She tweeted that at 4:41 p.m. yesterday.
Who's she tweeting it to?
She's tweeting it.
It's a tweet.
It's a tweet. It's to everyone.
It's gone out to the world. That's Angie Jones. So you were having drinks with
yesterday. Yeah. I genuinely... It sounds like she's condemning pedophilia. I'm seriously confused.
But this is why I think the LGBTI community is up in arms, because what that's interpreted to mean...
Oh, you think she's talking to the LGBT community?
No. I'm saying that's to the world at large. So the entire LGBTI community will see that, and they will interpret that to mean that if you are same-sex attracted, if you are bi, if you are whatever else you might be, you are pedo filth.
Okay.
And that
is
untenable.
It could be what it does mean.
That's what she's saying. So they all think that now me, the leadership team, you, the party, hates the LGBTI community. That's how it's going to be interpreted, whether any of us like it or not.
That's what it says.
That's what it's saying.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I know her. I don't think that's what she was saying at all. I'm just saying, because I know her, I wouldn't have interpreted it like that. She's very pro-LGBT, so long as the laws aren't in it. Anyway.
I guess we've got a...
No. I see that from your point of view, because you don't know her. I just genuinely didn't understand who you thought she was talking about. I think she's, in her head talking to, fascists or trans rights advocates over there.
There is, you're in the video with these people who are saying this to the broader community. This is very serious And that's what John is trying to say here. Your interpretation is one thing because you know her, but that's not a whole range of people's interpretation. It's very obvious what she was saying. You can't get away from it. You just can't.
Maura, that's going to come out, not because of us.
No.
I bet you'd London to a brick. Labor already have it lined up. They've already got a cachet of stuff. Labor's got it. I'm pretty sure the Greens would have it. The Teals will have it. And they will go bananas.
I'm not disputing that. I just wouldn't have interpreted that the way that you have, but I see that you would. Anyway.
And what about Posey Parker's connections with all these people she's had selfies with and photos with, all of these Nazis, white supremacists?
She's never said anything like that I've heard.
I mean, I found it within 10 minutes mid-morning as I was about to go out. I'm like, I better understand what's going on here.
I'm not calling you a liar.
And he independently found it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I know, I understand. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
She's a public figure.
They're calling me a Nazi. I mean, I just can't help it but be like, I don't know. I would have to go through each of those things and work out what did she say? What did she really mean? I don't know. I would have to go through those because... As far as I can see, it's a Standing for Women event that advocates for a certain set of, it's just a listening post, really. And they don't have.
It's not just a listening post, Maura.
Fair enough. In terms of the structure of it, where they just hand the microphone out to people who line up.
You tweeted about that previously. This. Rally, so you were part of the...
I was going to attend, yeah.
Yeah, attend, and you called on Natalie Hutchins to attend.
To see what women want
and
to
do. But the issue on top of all of that is it's even more than just turning up. You've actually had somebody that
people.
Has now a known history of being connected to white supremacists, and you've escorted her through the back of Parliament into...
I just don't know what that even means.
Well, I mean, it's just
all
these.
They're Nazi adjacent now. What is connected to me? I genuinely would have to go back through there because she doesn't seem like that to me. She's never said. I mean, I don't know her very well, but there's nothing like that on the Standing for Women.
But we're all members of Parliament, right? And we've all copped it. I've copped it by having a photograph that I don't even know who's had a selfie with me, and then put it up, and that person down the track, and we like. You know, this member of parliament, and that's just a selfie. That's very, very different from me actively taking somebody through the back of parliament to a protest. It's a lot more than just turning up on the steps and having a say. It's effectively walking the organizer through the back of parliament, and then who has a history of association with these white supremacists, neo-Nazis. And then we have neo-Nazis also turn up. Thomas Sewell, who is a well-known neo-Nazi, has put out a statement that effectively said, you know, yes, we stood with them because we need to get rid of these pedophiles.
He didn't say we stood with them.
Well,
I've got the tweet here.
He said today in Melbourne, the National Socialist Network acted as a vanguard for a protest against a constant pedophiliac agenda being forced upon our children and our people. Pedophiles deserve destruction, and the only solution to this sickness is a white revolution. Destroy the pedo freaks. That's what he put out in terms of why he activated his group.
So, Maura, you can say they were there to both. The only thing people are going to care about is that he said he was there to support the protest of which you were part.
And that's why I rang you yesterday, because, you know, once that happens, and okay, you can say whenever this stuff happens and you may not have known and everything else, but once you do know, I understand that you didn't attract these people and didn't set out to attract those people, but you're now connected right in the middle of these people. And for you to then go and have a little champagne with those people... But there's a video of you having champagne with Jones and what have you... And what she said, can't you see
how... I thought you were talking about the Nazis, not these women.
No, what I'm saying is
about both.
You know, the fact
because
that this happened, they're all connected. I would be putting, as I said, it's so important to get a statement out and disassociate yourself with that immediately because you're a member of parliament,
and
part
of
a party.
I had one written and I was told not to put it out without asking the party first.
Well, who did you say that to?
Pardon?
Who told you not to do that? Not to put it out? Or
Anthony,
talk.
Anthony Mitchell said, "Don't do that without talking to them."
Well, what's Anthony Mitchell got to do with?
I have spoken to you. How many times is he out here to help you? If you've got any issues,
I thought that was helping. Saying
Hang on, Moira. We've had this conversation before, right? We've had this conversation before, and we had a long discussion following the last time about how we are here to help you. You don't go to party members. You're a member of the parliamentary team. You come to this office or you come to the leadership about anything
like
that.
But I spoke to you and I thought that that's what I was doing, condemning it.
Where?
In that clip, I was saying, you know, we didn't know who they were. They came along to, look, at that stage, I don't think I'd seen that they identified someone.
Sorry?
I went straight out. You know. Anyway, look, I'm happy to condemn everything. I'm not arguing, I'm not defending them. Happy to condemn them. Happy to do that. Eager to do that. That's fine.